This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Vietnamese health minister has discovered a new coronavirus variant that's a hybrid of strains first found in India and the UK. Scientists examined the genetic makeup of the virus that had infected some recent patients and found the new version of the virus. Lab tests suggest it might spread more easily than other versions. Viruses often develop small genetic changes as they reproduce, and new variants of the coronavirus have been seen almost since it was first detected in China in late 2019. The World Health Organization has listed four global variants of concern, the two first found in the UK and India, plus ones identified in South Africa and Brazil. Vietnam was initially a standout success in battling the virus. In early May, it had recorded just over 3,100 confirmed cases and 35 deaths since the start of the pandemic. Thousands of Brazilians took to the streets of Sao Paulo on Saturday to protest against the country's president, Jair Bolsonaro. Chanting and holding signs, protesters marched from Paulista Avenue to downtown, calling for the impeachment of Bolsonaro and criticizing how he's handling the coronavirus pandemic. So far, more than 460,000 people in Brazil have died as a result of the virus. The protest was formed by different social movements, including left-wing parties and unions. There were also calls from other demonstrations or demonstrators for further rights for Black indigenous people and women in the country. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democratic Republic of Congo's president said Saturday that the situation is under control after his government mistakenly announced another volcano had erupted. That's what he told a news conference a week after the Mount Nyiragongo roared back into life, causing devastation, and it sparked a mass exodus. Around 400,000 residents have evacuated the eastern city of Goma after a week of rolling aftershocks following the eruption of Africa's most active volcano. At least four people, including two university lecturers, were killed and several others were wounded when a roadside bomb struck their bus north of the Afghan capital Saturday. The incident occurred when the bus they were traveling in was hit by an explosive device on the road in the city and near the Parwan province, according to an Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman. Roadside bombs, small magnetic bombs attached under vehicles, and other attacks have targeted members of security forces, judges, government officials, society activists, and journalists in recent months in Afghanistan. A former Army Green Beret sentenced to more than 15 years in prison for spying for Russia has filed paperwork seeking to withdraw his guilty plea. Peter Debbins of Gainesville, Virginia, filed the handwritten motion earlier this week from his jail cell in Alexandria, Virginia. He gave no reason for doing so, but the filing came less than 2 weeks after he was sentenced to 188 months in prison for violating the Federal Espionage Act. The sentence he received was significantly longer than the 5-year term his lawyer had requested. Prosecutors say Debbins has no basis for withdrawing his plea, and Debbins' own attorney filed papers seeking to negate his motion. UK newspapers have reported that Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his fiancée, Carrie Simmons, married Saturday in a small private ceremony in London. The Mail on Sunday and The Sun said the couple wed at the Roman Catholic Westminster Cathedral in front of a small group of friends and family. Johnson's office declined to comment. Under current coronavirus restrictions in England, weddings can be attended by a maximum of 30 people. Johnson, who was 56, and 33-year-old Simmons announced their engagement in February of 2020 and have a son together, 1-year-old Wilfred. The marriage would be Simmons' first and Johnson's third. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.